Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Scarcity. We all know how that feels. We all know what it is. You know, there's only so much of something and we want our share. Now, as the older brother between myself and Phil, there were times when I was charged with splitting the dessert between the two of us. And so I would often choose to make one piece just a little bit bigger for me. There was only so much. And I felt as the older sibling that I not only should get more, I deserved more, I was bigger, I was all of those things. How human of me. But scarcity is true if you think about it for our parents or our grandparents or our great-grandparents, all of those who lived through the Great Depression. There was so much scarcity. There was only so much, and so many people went without. My grandmother saved every mayonnaise jar and Cool Whip container for years just in case she could use them again, because when you have lived with nothing, anything can be better. Scarcity is also a belief that the market wants us all to adopt. Because if there's only so much of something and you don't have any of it yet, well, then you better get busy. All right? So much of the culture around us is based on the thought that there is only so much, so you better start grabbing yours. But today in our Bible readings, we hear a different take on this belief. Now, there is still scarcity. It does exist. No one's trying to deny that. It's just not the final word or the only word. In 1 Kings, we read about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. It's not been easy for Elijah. He is being hunted and is running out of places to be running to. The word of the Lord comes to Elijah, sending him to Sidon, which is in Gentile country, and away from those who have been hunting him for the queen. There Elijah meets a widow who has known little more than scarcity for far too long. She is out gathering some sticks so that she can make one last meal for her and for her son. After that, they are going to starve. It's all that she had. They had steeled themselves to this reality. And then Elijah asks for a drink and a cake. The woman is floored. She knows that she has barely enough for herself and her son. And this guy is coming and asking for some of that. So she lets Elijah know that scarcity is her life. And that life won't last much longer. So Elijah promises that if she will do this, if she will in faith make for Elijah as well as herself and her son, the grain and the oil will not run out. God will provide. Now, this is a Gentile woman. She has no connection to the God that Elijah is actually talking about. I'm sure that her understanding of the gods is that it's the gods' fault that all of this scarcity is around anyway. Yet Elijah promises, and she has faith. Now, from where did that faith come? Your faith and mine, it is a gift from God. And she goes, and she makes a cake for Elijah and then for her son and herself. The next day, there is grain and oil enough again. And so it goes on and on, day after day, until the drought lifts. It may never be a full pantry, but instead of scarcity, there is enough. And enough can actually look like abundance. God was with this widow, with her son, with Elijah, and enough is enough. In our gospel story today, we join Jesus and the disciples in the temple. Jesus has made it to Jerusalem, and Jesus is witnessing the abundance found in the temple. Jesus is watching as people come forward, putting large sums into the offering. But Jesus also teaches the disciples that using what you wear or how much you give to bring people to think that you are special or important, it's not the way it works in God's kingdom. To make that point explicit, Jesus watches as a widow comes to the offering and places in two small copper coins worth a penny. He says to his friends, she has put in more than the others, making large contributions to the treasury. They give out of their abundance. She has given everything she had. Now, to be honest, Jesus never complains about any of the gifts that were given into the treasury. Jesus knows that for those who have, being generous is what having all of that is all about. Jesus faults those who are trying to use their abundance to make themselves seem more important, more special. You have to listen to them. The widow did not give physically more money, but in her reality, she gave all she had. I believe that Jesus was trying to show that in her faith, that widow saw that all that she had was actually abundance. And like the other widow we met in 1 Kings, she placed her faith, her life, her all in the hands of the God of love. I also think that Jesus is playing with our memory, or definitely with the memory of the disciples. Because as Jesus was sitting with them here in Jerusalem, Jesus is trying to teach them and show them and give them all that he can before the end comes. Jesus praises the widow for her gift because it's the same gift that Jesus will give, all that he has. For Jesus, instead of money, it is his life, but it is all that he has. Jesus is willing to give his all, knowing that the abundant love of God will then be ours. Jesus is showing the depth of that love in his willingness to die for our sake, in his willingness to die for sinners and widows, for loudmouths and the left out, for wise and unwise people, for the righteous and the not so. The abundance of Jesus' love and care comes to be a cure for the scarcity in our lives. And it comes as an inspiration as we go to live in the world around us. God's vision includes an abundance of love for all. So our mission gets to be bringing that love as we can to all we can. We may always want just a little bit more. And in and of itself, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But today we are challenged to see the abundance, the extravagance of God's love for us all. We are challenged to have faith in that extravagant love and then to go live our lives sharing that abundant love with our neighbors and friends, family, strangers, even enemies. It doesn't run out. There is no scarcity in the love of God, and we all have access to more than enough to change lives and to bring hope. So may we always feel like we have more than we need of God's love, and then share all that we have. Amen.